typically do you see generally partial responses in the brain to osimertinib or TKIs, or do you see CR sometimes?
I've seen CR. Partial response is very common. We have looked at patients with brain mets across the osimertinib development program, both in the second line setting and the first line setting. And what you see is a response rate of about 50 to 80%. And CR is seen in about 10, 20% of the patients. So CR is possible.
So I was just looking at, I see here that you have a paper in the JCO on CNS response to osimertinib versus standard epidermal growth factor TKIs in untreated disease. Can you talk about that study?
Sure. This is from the FLORA study. We looked at the CNS data from patients who participated. And as you will recall, of the 556 patients enrolled in the FLORA study, approximately 20% of the patients had baseline brain mets before they were randomized in the clinical trial. And this paper you're referring to is digging into deeper details of those patients. The top level results, what I would say is, we saw partial responses in patients in the brain who received osimertinib, which was much more with osimertinib than it was with erlotinib or gefitinib. We also noticed that when patients were on osimertinib, the risk of progression in the brain was almost 2.5-fold lower compared to getting erlotinib or gefitinib. So it, even in patients without obvious brain mets at baseline, there is a protective effect in the brain that's better with osimertinib compared to erlotinib and gefitinib.
What about leptomeningeal disease? I assume you didn't have anybody with that in FLORA, but where are we? I know there was a paper before the Bloom study or something that reported responses. Have you had patients respond to leptomeningeal disease? How much data is there in the literature about it?
Sure. So we have now two lines of evidence. The Bloom study that you mentioned was a trial done in Asia where patients were treated with 160 milligrams of osimertinib. They had about 11 or 12 patients and they saw good responses suggesting that it is effective. And more recently at the ESMO Asia meeting, the Korean group presented the patients with leptomeningeal disease treated across the osimertinib development program. And there were about 23 patients with leptomeningeal disease. And these patients were all treated with 80 milligrams of osimertinib. And they saw responses in nearly 50% of the patients. And what was very striking to me was the median PFS for those patients was close to 18 months. And that's unheard of in a group of patients with leptomeningeal disease. So even though it's a small group of patients, what it's telling us that even at the dose of 80 milligrams, the drug gets into the brain and the drug is able to exert sustained effects that helps patients.
This really is amazing. And, you know, kind of I think people in general are pretty pessimistic about leptomeningeal disease and a lot of different cancers. But I guess theoretically, the cells have the tumor mutation. If you get the drug in there, I guess it works.
Yes.
So just kind of curious with this man who's doing so well now in partial response, what's your follow-up on him? How often are you doing imaging and are you doing serial? I'm assuming you're not, but are you doing serial plasma assays?
We're not doing serial plasma assays. My follow-up is after I've seen the patient through the first 3 to 4 months of therapy where we see them a little more frequently. Every 3 months with an imaging study is pretty much what we do for our patients. Now, if somebody had some specific toxicity issue that we're working with, we'll bring them more frequently than that.